The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hey, real quick, friends, we got a brand new post. We got our friend Tim Brown from Sons of Liberty Media.
I like that. What do you think, Timmy?
I'm
looking at him online right now.
Live stream.
What do you think of that? Yeah. Tim Brown from Sons of Liberty Media just posted giving you never know when it's going to come back to you. And then what I did is I posted it. I put it up on the scroll of sonsoflibertymedia.com. And it's a true story of a Korean family. It's three minutes.
It's so good.
It really is. It's worth the three-minute watch. And, again, you never know when it's going to come back to you. Here's my caution.
Bring some tissue.
It will cause tears to flow.
Yeah,
it is awesome.
So sweet.
It really is. You know what? And we need that.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, right after it was posted and I watched it, I just thought within myself, because it was the best way I could say it, I love to love.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. You know, the Bible says, let love be without iniquity. That's 1 Corinthians 13. I love to love. And I wrote that to my friend, and he said, like he didn't get what I was saying. I love God's heart because he's always looking out for the best for his people.
And you reap what you sow. Not that you do it to reap what you sow, but in this short 3-minute video that will just completely touch your heart, it really is where you show that, listen, even if it's, 30 years down the road, you reap what you sow. When you sow into people's lives,
don't say too much.
That love into your lives, you do reap what you sow.
It's right on the scroll, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
And what's it called?
It's called, for the third time, did you not hear me the first?
No, I didn't.
You know, men need to be told things twice. Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, so on and so forth. But women need to be told things three times.
We need to highlight this one more time and say what it actually
is. Giving, okay? You never know when it's going to come back to you. Caution, it will cause tears to flow.
Yep.
It's on the scroll, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And there's a guy laying on a hospital bed. It's a three-minute video. It's worth your time. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if you'd like to jump online at any time, phone lines are open. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are heard in over 53 countries. And, folks, we are heard from coast to coast, from Texas all the way up to the state of Minnesota. You have the nation listening to you. We love your interaction. 1-866-233-0747.
Now, you were just talking about the prophet and the troubleshooter, and I want to give you some examples because people might say, well, give me an example of like a prophetic person. Who would I say is like a modern day kind of prophet or one
that I might
know?
Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. The very testimony of Jesus Christ is the gift of prophecy.
That's right.
In the book of Revelation.
And then if you look in the Bible, you can look at John the Baptist. You can look at the words of Jesus. You can look at Elijah.
Well, Jesus is the greatest prophet.
But if you want some examples, let's take a look at all these things. Go to Elijah. These were men who spoke forth God's word. You look at Moses. There's all these different examples in the Bible. Now, also, and of course, in our times, there's been examples of prophets. In fact, people say, oh, we need the prophetic gift in the church.
Yeah.
But when it comes, people say, I don't want that. I'm rejecting that. That's way too harsh.
Heard it.
Listen to the difference.
You know what's also interesting is when the prophetic word comes forth, people almost 9 times out of 10 will lie about what the prophet is saying to them. And I'm talking about the real prophets.
Right.
Almost without fail. And what's interesting about that is just give it a little time and you'll see that prophetic was exactly right on the money.
That prophetic word, exactly.
Yes, it will.
Now let's take a look at the difference between the prophetic word and also a teacher's gift. This is Martin Luther, the great reformer. I'm speaking of the great reformer from Germany. This is how he described himself being very prophetic. Of course, he didn't claim it, but he was. He said, I am rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. I must remove stumps and stones, cut away thistles and thorns, clear the wild forests. But Master Philip comes along, Philip Melanchthon, who had a teaching kind of a gift. He comes along softly and gently, sowing and watering with joy according to the gifts which God has abundantly bestowed upon him. The point is, we need all the gifts.
Apostle, prophet, teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28, and also Ephesians chapter 4. And we need to understand it's the apostle and the prophet and the teacher that work together to lay down the foundations.
Right, exactly. Just as a clear example.
Or to reclaim the foundations.
That's right. A clear example would be if you look at your body, you've got all different functions that go along with your body. You got your toes and your fingers and your eyes and your nose.
Romans 9.
And they all should work together with Christ as the head, for we are the body of Christ. So even though all your body has different functions and different members, it still works together under the same head, so as the body of Christ works all together underneath Christ, who is the head of the church.
Right, right. I want to make sure that, okay, because we got to be careful even of saying that, because then comes in a relationship with Christ.
Right. Well, we can explain
that. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because we need to understand that by him, through him, and for him, do we exist? The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read. So we are actually being led of his Spirit because it's the faith of the Son of God. The Bible tells us that it's not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. So it's him that liveth through us, and we follow the lead.
Yeah,
it's a union with Christ,
right,
not a relationship with Christ.
Yeah, that could be an entire radio show, but just to make it very clear, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine.
He is the seed.
That's right. He is the vine. We are the branch that's connected to the vine. So we are in union with Christ.
Yes.
Christ comes in and makes our abode within us. It's not two separate things like a relationship. It's never. No, it's one. Christ likens himself to knowing Christ as Christ knew the church. As a man knows a woman, we become one with Christ. Not
Jesus said
sense.
You can do nothing except by me.
That's right.
So the fruit on the branches is the fruit of your union with Christ.
That's right.
That's
as the
it
branch
right
cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine.
John 15.
Can ye accept you by me? That's right. Now, going back to the prophetic and the prophetic word, in fact, Leonard Ravenhill, who wrote this whole expose on the prophet.
Can I want to ride that one.
Sure.
Okay. Because it was Jeremiah in chapter 1, verse 10. It says, God ordained him. And then he said, the Lord speaking to Jeremiah, see, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and to plant. Even going over to the book of where Gideon was actually talking about where he was appointed to tear down his father's altars. See, it's interesting that prophets are called to, in so many ways, tear down or slay sin. Or in the book of Hosea, the prophets were sent to hew them in half. People don't understand that word. And it's also interesting to note that the prophet loves people so much that he's willing to tell them the truth at all costs, regardless if they like it or not. Because to the prophet, their union with Christ means more to him than anything else does.
Yeah.
Above friendship, above feelings, above anything else, he just desires that you are reclaimed. Because the reclamation of the man with God is the prophet's end aim.
I think prophets are so foreign to people nowadays because you don't see that talked about in the Church of Christ. The professed church certainly does not talk about it as it should.
There's a lot of false prophets out there.
Unless there's, you know, like, oh, meet prophet so-and-so on this cruise
Wackos.
To Jamaica and all that kind of stuff. But we have to understand that the prophetic...
And they have familiar spirits is really what it comes down to. They are telling you what's going on, but it's demonic. It's not led of the Spirit of Christ at all. Because when the Spirit of Christ comes about, it's there to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment as a swift witness to bring forth what? Judgment concerning that individual to establish what? Union with Christ by being born of his Spirit, John 3:3. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. Talking about the gift of the prophet. Right before the break, I'd actually brought forth what it says in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. That is the gift of the prophet. The Lord also said in verse 17, he said to Jeremiah, thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise, speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land. Listen to who Jeremiah was sent forth to confront, just like Moses, just like any other prophet in the Bible, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, the Lord said to Jeremiah, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee.
Amen.
Well, so there's the promise of God right behind it. Touch not mine anointed. It's not a good place to put yourself, friends.
That's exactly right. Now, okay, now we were talking about the church too as well. Now, speaking of the prophet and Leonard Ravenhill, and Leonard Ravenhill is the one who wrote the expose on the prophet. These are some things that he had to say in regards to the church, and then they give you one good quote about what Jesus came into the world to do. He said, I believe the church is either supernatural or superficial. You know, you go to church on a Sunday morning, you see all these, oh, blessings, brother, smiles at one another, and then you follow them home and you see what they're really like. There is no middle ground. He said, I don't believe the church, I believe the church is either supernatural or superficial. I don't believe there's any middle ground. So when you're looking at the church, either it's a church that's supernatural, that's spirit-filled, and let Christ be the one leading the church rather than them planning everything where Christ has nothing to do with their organization of how they're going to run their service, or it's going to be superficial. Either you're going to be supernatural or superficial.
Yeah, I want to give you an analogy.
Yeah.
It's scriptural. I'm sorry, not an analogy. Scriptural history.
Okay.
His dash story. Let's go to Micaiah when he prophesies against Ahab. I want you to listen to how this works. because almost without fail, when the word of the Lord comes forward, people get angry to no end at you, and they will fight you tooth and nail, but that word will still have free course regardless if the flesh wants to receive it or not. But here's Micaiah, who prophesies against Ahab, the corrupt tyrant named Ahab, who was ruled by his wife. I guess she didn't necessarily wear the pants, but she always told him which ones to wear, right?
That's exactly right.
So, going to 1 Kings 22, for 3 years there was no war between Aram and Israel. But in the third year, Jehoshaphat, king of Judea, went down to see the king of Israel. The king of Israel had said to his officials, "Don't you know that Ramoth-Gilead belongs to us, and yet we are doing nothing to retake it from the king of Aram?" So he asked Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me to fight against Ramoth-Gilead?" Jehoshaphat replied to the king of Israel, "I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses." But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, "First seek the counsel of the Lord." Here's a wise king asking the counsel of the Lord because he understood the gift of the prophet, because he points the finger. So the king of Israel, Ahab, the corrupt tyrant, brought together the prophets, about 400 men. Notice the prophets that he brought forth. Keep in mind in the book of Kings, friends, that corrupt kings will always appoint unto them the debased priests. Okay? They will have immoral priests all around them. They don't want real prophets, they want yes men, not those that stand against them, okay? So the king of Israel brought together the prophets, notice the prophets that he brought with him, about 400 men, and asked them, "So shall I go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain?" This is what the tyrant king asked the 400 prophets that he had around him, that he appointed. "Go," they answered, "for the Lord will give it into the king's hand." Go, you're going to prosper, man. These are the yes prophets. They prophesy peace, peace, and they prophesy the victory without the obedience, right? These are the ones that teach that rebellion is better than obedience, not the other way around. But Jehoshaphat asked, is there no longer a prophet of the Lord here whom we can inquire of? Because he knew that the masses of the people telling the corrupt king to go ahead and prosper wasn't the true word of the Lord. The king of Israel answered Jehoshaphat, "There is still one prophet through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad. He is Micaiah, son of Imlah."
Isn't that true?
Oh, you see it all the time. All the time. We'll have none of the real prophets. We'll have none of the real prophetic words, but we'll go ahead and surround ourselves those that will tell us smooth things, and they'll prophesy peace, peace, even when there is no peace. "There is one prophet through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him," said the tyrant, King Ahab, "because he never prophesies anything good about me." Folks, good is always right. So don't define good out to be bad. "The king should not say such a thing," Jehoshaphat replied, the good king to the corrupt king. So the king of Israel called one of his officials and said, "Bring me Micaiah, son of Imlah, at once." Dressed in their royal robes, the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judea, were sitting on their thrones at the threshing floor by the entrance of the gate of Samaria, with all the prophets prophesying before them. Now Zedekiah and Kenaniah had made iron horns, and he declared, "This is what the Lord says, with these you will gore the Arameans until they are destroyed." All the other prophets were prophesying the same things. "Attack Ramoth-Gilead and be victorious," they said, "for the Lord will give it into the king's hand." Notice they were referring to the Lord God of Moses. Okay? The same God. The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah said to him, "Look, the other prophets, without exception, are predicting success for the king. Let your word agree with theirs and speak favorably." In other words, be ruled by the arm of the flesh. Don't be ruled by the spirit. But Micaiah said, "As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what the Lord tells me." Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 The king said to him, "How many times must I make you to swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" Because Micaiah, when he went to him, he said, shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead or not? This is what the corrupt king asked Micaiah. Micaiah replied, attack and be victorious. He answered, for the Lord will give it into the king's hand. The corrupt king knew that Micaiah was a real prophet. And Micaiah was telling him what he wanted to hear for just a moment. But see how this backfires, friends. Then Micaiah answered, I saw all Israel scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, these people have no master. Let each one go home in peace. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, didn't I tell you that he never prophesies anything good about me but only bad? In other words, the true prophet of God is telling this corrupt tyrant to his face that you are not going to prosper. Now just hang on a second. Micaiah continued, the real prophet, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all the multitudes of heaven standing around him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab into attacking Ramoth-Gilead and going to his death there? God was setting up the tyrant King Ahab. One suggested this and another that. Finally, a spirit came forward, said Micaiah. He stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. By what means, the Lord asked, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouths of all of the prophets, he said. You will just succeed in enticing him, said the Lord. Go and do it. This is what the prophets seen the Lord doing. So now the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all of the prophets of yours. The prophet telling the corrupt king again, the Lord put the deceiving spirit in the mouth of your prophets, your handpicked prophets, the one that prophesy good to you all the time. But the Lord has decreed disaster for you. Then Zedekiah, son of Kenaniah, went up and slapped Micaiah in the face for prophesying the truth. Which way did the spirit come from? The Lord go when he went from me to speak to you, he asked. So when he actually prophesied the truth, one of his servants came up to him and smacked his face. That's exactly how prophets are treated, friends, to their own demise. The king of Israel then ordered, take Micaiah, the true prophet, and send him back to Ammon, the ruler of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, this is what the king says. Put this fellow in prison and give him nothing but bread and water until I return safely. But the real prophet said this, if you return safely, the Lord has not spoken through me. Then he added, mark my words, all of you people. Saith the prophet, if you return safely, the Lord has not spoken through me. Then he added, mark my words, all of you people. Folks, when you preach the word of God, because we know that prophecy is given by no private interpretation, you can mark his words that they are going to come to pass. I'm going to finish this right when I get back. I love this because, folks, this is exactly how the prophetic's treated in the Church of America today. Exactly like this. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We got a lot of sheepish people out there, but this is, to me, this is exciting stuff. People are trying to figure out, why are you so lit? Because I'm passionate about this stuff, man. I'm moved. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Amen. Right before the break, we were talking about how Zedekiah, after Micaiah, confronted the corrupt king and basically told him, listen, I see Israel scattered. They're sheep without a shepherd. Well, then Zedekiah, son of Kenaniah, went up and slapped Micaiah in the face. He said, which way did the spirit from the Lord go when he went from me to speak to you, he asked. You know what Micaiah replied? He said, you'll find out on the day you go to hide in the inner room. You see, any time anybody stands against the prophet of the Lord and the word of the Lord, God will deal with all those that oppose it.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
Oh, it's right on the money. As a matter of fact, I'm going to actually go over to this really quick because this comes to my aid. Because any tyrant understands the word of the Lord. Any tyrant really does, because he's fighting against the powers that be, and he knows he's fighting against the powers that be.
Because everyone was given a conscience, and they know when they're going against that conscience.
Well, the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Who said that? Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon? I'm like, what? Napoleon Bonaparte.
That really did come out. Napoleon Bonaparte. That's right. Let's get back to this really quick. Micaiah replied to him who slapped him, you will find out on the day you go to hide in an inner room. Hey, folks, remember when Jesus was betrayed by Judas? Remember Judas went and hung himself? That's exactly what happens when those that oppose the prophetic word. Remember going down the line here, the king of Israel, the tyrant king Ahab, who was ruled by his wife, ordered, take Micaiah and send him back to Ammon, the ruler of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, this is what the king says. Put this fellow in prison and give him nothing but bread and water until I return safely. Micaiah the prophet declared, if you return safely, the Lord has not spoken through me. Then he added, mark my words, all of you people. Mark my words, all of you people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judea, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will enter the battle in disguise.
Yeah.
You see this, friends? I know what Micaiah said was probably true. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to outmaneuver the spirit of Christ.
Right.
I'm going to enter into the battle with the disguise on. Now, if he didn't believe Micaiah and what Micaiah
why
said,
would you have put
why would
he
have
to?
That's exactly right. He said, but you wear your royal robes. So the king is of Israel disguised himself and went into battle. Now the king of Aram had ordered his 32 chariot commanders, do not fight with anyone, small or great, except the king of Israel, King Ahab. And when the chariot commanders saw Jehoshaphat, they thought, surely this is the king of Israel. So they returned to attack him. But when Jehoshaphat cried out, the chariot commander saw that he was not the king of Israel and stopped pursuing him. But someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his army. Just by chance,
right.
Someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his army. The king told his chariot driver, wheel around and get me out of the fighting. I've been wounded. This is King Ahab, the one that Micaiah warned. All day long, the battle raged and the king was propped up. This is what happens when people resist the prophetic word. They have to prop it up.
That's right.
They have to prop it up. They have to prop up the lie. They have to prop up their wives. They have to prop up their lifestyles. They have to prop up their excuses. They have to prop up their disobedience. But not when you walk in the truth, friends. And the king was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound ran onto the floor of the chariot, and that evening, King Ahab the tyrant died. As the sun was setting, a cry spread through the army, every man to his own town, every man to his own land. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried him there. They washed the chariot at a pool in Samaria, where the prostitutes bathed, and the dogs licked up his blood, as the word of the Lord had declared.
Wow.
You see how that works?
Yeah, the Lord's so right on. It doesn't matter if you try to hide from it. You can run, but you cannot hide. It doesn't matter if you try to disguise yourself.
Oh, I can give you another one.
Yeah.
In the New Testament, even when Jesus was born. And I thought about this because it's like, Lord, I get confused. I need understanding. Open up thy word, Lord. Open up thy law. Behold, that I need more understanding, Father God. Open up thy word that I might not understand, or that I might understand. And it's interesting that even when you go to the New Testament and when Jesus was prophesied into the world, how the angels of the Lord told Joseph to leave because Herod seeks the child's life. Well, then what happened is he went out to Egypt. The angel of the Lord comes back to Joseph and says, Herod is now dead.
Mm-hmm.
His son rules in his stead. So go ahead and return.
Right.
Right? Well, on his way back, he returns, and then he finds out that Herod's son is in rule, and then the angel of the Lord again prophesies, tells him to get out of there. He ends up in Nazareth. Right?
Yeah.
After the fact that he was born in Bethlehem.
Right.
So the word of the Lord was right on the mark. Though to man, it's confusing. It's like,
right.
Wait a second, I thought you prophesied this, that, and the other thing.
No.
Let the word live out.
Yeah, he should be called a Nazarene, even though he was born in Bethlehem.
That's right.
It's like, how did this all work? See, the Lord's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. All we have to do is be obedient, not necessarily understanding, well, why this?
He's always right.
He's maneuvering you. He's putting you where you're supposed to be.
I could give you 100 real-life examples, too, friends, of just how faithful he is, how right on he is. And if this is what he said, rest assured that's exactly how he's going to do it. It's just like we've talked about in the past. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And in all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, right?
That's right.
Well, I think about the first part of that. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If I go online right now and I order a package from California It doesn't matter to me how that package gets to my front door. I don't need to know the route of that word as to how it's going to get here, what highway are they going to take.
Yep.
Are they going to take a train, a plane, a car, a bus, whatever the case is. They said it was going to be here within 5 days. So they got 5 days to get that package to my front door. Do I trust that company that they're going to get the package to my front door? I do. Because I know that within myself, that's good business. And anybody that's in business and they stay the course and they have a good name in business, it's because they keep their word. God is a good businessman in the natural, friends. He doesn't, not a word will fail, not one jot nor one tittle will fail in any wise. This is why it's so absolutely vitally important to stay to his word. No matter what, no matter, listen, if the world, if hell itself is against you, stand on the side of the Lord, because he will vindicate that word. That's just one analogy in the word of God.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. True story and true history written in the word of God.
You know, in fact, I wrote an article, my article that I wrote on sonsoflibertymedia.com about that very thing, about the fact that, listen, sometimes things happen in your life or you're redirected and you're like, well, why is this happening? You don't fully understand what's going on. Could it be conceivable to you that he who knows all things might have his thoughts higher than your thoughts, as I mentioned before, and his ways higher than your ways? And so when you're saying, oh, I don't know, it's so easy to trust in the natural that a package is going to come to you in 5 days. You get on an airplane, you don't sit there and, you know, question the captain before you risk your life hanging in the air somewhere.
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant, you just start garbling down that food. You don't talk to the chef. You don't follow him home. You don't know his lifestyle. We trust more restaurants, airplane pilots, all sorts of things
cooks,
in our lives.
Yeah.
Cooks, you know, without
waiters,
even. Yep. And yet when it comes to the Lord, we're just, oh, we just can't trust you. The Lord's not a man that he should lie, and he'll never go back on his word, and we can't trust him.
That really reflects how corrupt we are,
right,
and how just and holy he really is.
That's right.
Because we question him, but we don't. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Men trust in the arm of the flesh more than they do in the Spirit of God. And I want to tell you this too, as an encouraging note. You know, when we go through those trials and tribulations and we don't know what they're all about, rest assured that when you leave school, God's got you back on another school course.
Right.
You're always in school. And if you're not learning, friends, you're not going the right direction.
And so many times it's not until we look back or we're out of the situation that we realize, oh, wow, thank you. I can think of things in my own life and opportunities that were lost and things that happened I didn't fully understand at the time. But when I look back, I say, oh, that was the Lord's divine hand. That was the Lord sparing me. When you don't understand everything that's going on, rest assured and trust in the fact that you don't need to understand everything that's going on. If you think your path is to the right and the Lord ends up steering you to the left, you have to know that he's working on all things together for good to those that love him and to those who are called according to his purposes. So just because
favoring the things that be of God, not of man.
Exactly. And lots of times when we pray for things, we're saying, well, Lord, I really desire this. And I really desire that, Lord. No. When you pray, you should pray, Lord, thy will be done. Your desires happen in my life.
Yeah.
Not what I, oh, Lord, I. The Lord says, no.
Yep.
You ask according to my will, not your own will.
Yep. Not my will be done, Lord, but your will be done when Christ went to the cross. It's a lot easier said than it is done. Let's go over to the book of Genesis. Remember when Abraham awaited his promise, namely that of Isaac. And he waited for years for that promise to be fulfilled through Sarah and Abraham. And in that particular time, Abram who turned into Abraham, Sarai who turned into Sarah. And it's interesting. Everything in the natural said there's no way that we're going to have this kid. Well, guess what? The Lord brought forth the word in time. They conceived and they brought forth a child named Isaac. Now, there's the promise. Now, isn't it interesting when the promise came, and I liken that unto seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. We don't go to God for, we don't write out our little list and say, God, this is what you're going to give me if I'm going to serve you. No. The Lord looks at you and says, you're going to give me your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, else I'm going to have none of you. Jeremiah 29:11-13. But going back to the promise that Abraham and Sarai actually received from the Lord, namely Isaac, the Lord put him up on the altar.
That's right.
Okay? And then after the altar experience, when the Lord said, hold thy hand, do thy child no harm, then the Lord said, because I see, really what the Lord is saying is, because I see that I have your heart and you love me more than even the promises, multiplying times multiplying, I'm going to bless thee. They came after the Lord knew that he had his heart, not
at
before.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela in Atlanta, Georgia. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. In this series, he also reveals evidence of anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio in their mission to rescue the children from the government system and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Okay, we got the final segment, hour two of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I was just giving you the story, his story of the sacrifice of Isaac, because the sacrifice of Isaac put Abraham to his most agonizing test, a trial which he passed completely because of his total faith in God. God told Abraham, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Genesis 22, verse 2. So Abraham took Isaac, the promised friends, 2 servants and a donkey, and set off on the 50-mile journey. When they arrived, Abraham ordered his servants to wait the donkey while he and Isaac went up into the mountain. He told the men, "We will worship and then we will come back to you." Genesis 22, verse 5. Isaac asked his father where the lamb was for the sacrifice, and Abraham answered that the Lord would provide the lamb. Saddened and confused, Abraham bound Isaac with ropes and placed him on the stone altar. Just as Abraham raised the knife to slay his son, the angel of the Lord called out to Abraham to stop and not harm the boy. The angel said he knew that Abraham feared the Lord because he had not withheld his only son. Here's the heart of God. When Abraham looked up, he saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. He sacrificed the animal provided by God instead of his son. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all the nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. And by the way, that is where the song Jehovah Jireh is derived from.
Right.
Jehovah Jireh. The prosperity churches
not
singing
covetously,
exactly
this is what
right.
I want. No, this is, I'm giving you the promise
how
that you
go?
Gave to me. It goes, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, your grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me.
Yep.
Jehovah Jireh,
yep.
my provider, your grace is yep. sufficient for me. And it says, my God shall supply
probably
all
right
my
before
needs.
They manipulate yep. the people into taking a offering.
Yeah, this yeah. is, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He shall give his angels charge over me, Jehovah Jireh. Cares for me, for me, for me. Jehovah
oh,
Jireh
wow.
cares for me.
It's like when you join the military, namely the Marines, the first thing they do is they say this recruit. They take I out of the equation.
That's right.
And
that's
so it is when we are recruited into the kingdom of heaven, because no longer is it I that live, but Christ that liveth in me.
Oh, I love that. And why do they do that? To promote unity among all the troops, and you lose your identity that you might be found in a new identity, namely in the army. All right, this is the last segment of the show. I need to make a couple announcements. I need an announcement like a horn or something.
I think
for
it's
this
just
portion.
Best. You leave that stuff up to me.
Okay, you make the horn trumpet noises and I'll just give the announcement. All right, so we know that we were at the State Fair the end of August, beginning of September over Labor Day weekend. And at the fair, we had a drawing to which you could either win a drum pad by Mr. Bradley Dean. It's actually a signature drum pad by Bradley with all the, you know, the sticks and the brrr pad and everything. With all the time clicking stuff. There you go. And also the My War documentary series. Well, we had Kesman from Fort Ripley who won that drawing.
Fort Ripley?
Fort Ripley, Minnesota. All right. And he chose to get the drum pad. So he got the drum pad. He won that from our drawing that we had out in the Minnesota State Fair. So congratulations to you, Kesman. And also, for those of you who maybe say, well, listen, I didn't win the drawing, but I'd sure like to get one of those drum pads, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's for a $60 donation online. You are sure to love it. Now, as I mentioned, the two things that Kesman had to choose from were the drum pad and the My War documentary series, which leads me to announce that the My War documentary series is going to be playing on Dove TV next week, starting on Tuesday, September 16th. So everybody pull out a notepad.
Yes.
Pull out a pen right now. Write it down. Dove Television.
Did we get that in the first hour?
No.
Oh.
I'm getting it in right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
But
okay.
On Dove TV, Tuesday, September 16th, is at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clock according to where you live in the United States. And it's going to be airing for the next several months prime time, and then there's also going to be repeats that will be happening of the program during the course of the week too as well. And for those of you that say, listen, I can't wait for, you know, several months to watch everything, go online. You can buy the entire documentary series at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can get the entire five-part series for $65. Or if you'd like to just choose parts of it, you can go part one, part two, part three, if you want to do one disc at a time, if that's all that you can do at the moment. My War Part One is actually our product of the week this week. For those of you who monthly give to the Sons of Liberty, your sons and daughters of Liberty, you get 25% off the product of the week every week. So if you say, hey, this is my prime time to be able to get this DVD in my hands along with the 25% off, please call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Some of the highlights and topics covered in My War Part 1 are Hollywood and the Moral Decline of Our Nation, A Common Sense Look at Right and Wrong, The Difference Between a Democracy and a Republic, The Hidden Agenda Behind the Homosexual Movement, Holy Law and Grace and How They Work Together, The Beauty of the Ten Commandments. The My War series is awesome. I say to people when I talk with them about it, it's one of those things that every household in America should have. Yeah, it's fun. It's got music videos on it, and it's always changing, and it's always new. James Gillette put that together for us, who actually worked with Steven Spielberg on doing a jazz reunion. reunion documentary.
As a matter of fact, if you were to go out to Best Buy right now and buy the Jaws reunion, I think it's the 30th. I'm not, correct me if I'm wrong, the 30th anniversary of Jaws.
Yeah.
They did the documentary on that.
That's right.
And they're second to none.
So it's top
both him
notch,
and Eric Hollander.
That's right. Top notch, high quality stuff. And for those of you that say, listen, I love what you guys do. This show has got me hooting, hollering, and amening, and hallelujahing. And I want to support you guys. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can't miss at the very top. There's a donate button in the stars and stripes to make a secure donation. Or, as I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, scroll down. It says become a son or daughter of Liberty. Click on that. You can do that in one of four easy ways. And it's nice to know that you can put your money towards something that's really going out to do. And seek and save that which is lost. We're going to be out in Georgia coming up here pretty soon. And we're working on things right now in Arizona, Minnesota, Wisconsin. If you'd like to
I heard it's really hot in Arizona.
Hot. Oh, my goodness. You know, one thing I had to say this. We're coming down to the end of the show. You know, we did some events out in Arizona. We actually did the largest tea party in the nation, you know, with the most average attendance. And one thing that I couldn't get over was the fact that I'm from Minnesota, lived here my whole life, moved here when I was one, born in North Dakota, right? And I noticed that their front yard is rocks.
Yeah.
And they have, like, cactuses everywhere, and even in their yard.
You don't want one of those cactuses to fall on you because they're filled with water. And I heard, I'm not kidding when I say this, I heard that they're filled with water. They can crush a car.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On top of the needles going inside. Yeah.
I couldn't get over the fact that, you know, ugh. Can you imagine walking out, no offense to anybody who lives in Arizona.
Remember we were going to pull over on the side of the road and I told the kids, get out and hug one of those cactuses?
Yeah, I bet they thought, that's a good idea, Dad. But the thing is, you know, all these rocks that were the front yard, I come from, you know, green grass and lush trees and so on. So it took a little bit of getting used to for me, but I have to say sometimes.
You have a yellow brick road, too, in the backyard, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. And I got red shoes in my closet.
Cool.
Yeah. But, you know, I definitely have to
and
say...
And you trampled the Wicked Witch of the West?
Oh, yes, with my dog Toto and all those things, yeah. But I have to say, though, for those of you who live in Arizona, looking at the weather that you have most often on a daily basis, I'm highly jealous coming from Minnesota. So everything has its pros and
cons. I think it's beautiful in Minnesota right now.
That's
it is
right.
Absolutely, we're turning into fall. We're transitioning right now, and right now it is absolutely beautiful. It's got a little chill in the air. The sun is out. You can go outside. You can hang out. You got to put a jacket on now, but it is absolutely just gorgeous.
Oh, it's gorgeous in the state of Minnesota. And finally, for those
just
of you that,
gorgeous.
That's right. Finally, for those of you that say, listen, I'd like to get some of these products in my hands, go to sonslibertyradio.com. We've got books. We've got CDs. We got T-shirts. We got hats. You name it. We got it. In fact, we're getting some really good responses from our For the Children books that we sent out to all the representatives across the nation and in the state of Minnesota, and also many pro-life groups.
Well, I think
responded.
We got four letters now from some of these reps.
Yeah, it's good. Been very nice, and pro-life groups who are really, you know, we wanted to encourage them to keep fighting the good fight of faith, and it looks like it's doing just that. That's what we're here to do, is to do our job, seeking and saving that which is lost, and going out to the highways and byways and making a difference in America.
Folks, do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when I'm saying this, I'm not fabricating this.
It's so cool.
It's really, you guys are really responding. And again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the articles that we named off the first hour. Again, I'm just looking at the views. I'm looking at the responses. The two-party system, dividing and conquering. Friends, don't be deceived. Nancy Pelosi's civilization is in jeopardy if the Republicans win the Senate. She proves my point. She's mentally ill. I'm not kidding you.
Can you imagine her saying a statement like that?
What's more amazing to me is that there's actually people in this country
that tolerate
her representation. Yeah. Then we have 13 years after 9/11, the media, Beltway, and academia refuse to admit Islam was behind terrorist attacks as he supports them in the White House, namely this criminal administration. Going back to disturbing backgrounds of two new Wichita abortionists renew calls for defense of 2011 abortion facility license. Folks, check out the website. Tell us what you think. I can almost promise you, you're going to love this. We also have one more, giving. You never know when it's going to come back to you. Caution will cause tears to flow. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. Talk to you soon. See ya.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.